כתובת פרק יוד משנה גימו, הירושם נחסם ברוי, אינן כבמוכס. This mission is a continuation of the previous mission, that the Chachamim were mitaking ksuvos ben indifer, that the children inherit the value of their mother's ksuva, but that's only if there will be a diner to split as regular Yerusha. Now, if there is no diner in the father's possession, but it is baroi, meaning it is owed to him at the time of his death, it doesn't have a din kibamuchsa. It's not as if it's in his reshus, and therefore in such a case there would be no din ksuvos ben indifer. Instead, they would split the property equally. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu yesham nechasim she'ein lehem achrayes eino klum. Rabbi Shimon said, even if the father did leave over a mice of dinar, but he left it over from the chasim she'ein lehem achrayes, from assets other than real estate, that is not considered a mice of dinar, as just like the chachamim, where mitaking suvis ben indifferent to be collected only from karka, if the father did not leave over karka, there is no din suvis ben indifferent, so too the mice of dinar has to be from karka, עד שיהיו שם נכסים שיש להם אחראיס יויצר אף שתי הקסובי דין. There is no din ksubis ben indifferent unless the father left over karka that was valued at one din or more than the two ksubas put together. Nesach ksubis per agir mishna dalet. Misha hay anasu is shalish nashem b'meg. Somebody who was married to three wives and he died. Tsubasa shalzu mana v'shalzu mesayim v'shalzu shalish meos. One wife had a ksuba of a manet, the other wife had a ksuba of Messiah, which is two manet, and the other wife had a ksuba of Shleishmeos, which is three manet. And he only left over one manet at the time of his death. Chokoyt b'shav. The three wives split this manet equally, as this manet is meshubah to all of them, as each wife has a ksuba of at least one manet. Now this is only if the date on their ksuba are the same, but if one wife's ksuba is dated before the other wife's ksuba, then she would collect the whole amount, as since her ksuba has a date that is earlier than the other ksuba's, then she has the first right to collect, and she would take the full amount. Hayusham Messiah, if he left over 200. Now they would not split equally in this case, as the first mana that he has is meshubah to all of them, but the second mana is not meshubah to the wife that has a ksuba of only a mana. So the din would be shamana and the telas chamisha. The wife who has a ksuba of a mana would take 50 of the first mana. Now really she should only take a third of the first mana, since she would have to split that first mana with the other two wives. But we are talking about in a case where the wife who has a ksuba of Messiah tells the wife who has a ksuba of a mana that she allowed her to collect from that first mana as if she was not there. So therefore she takes half of that first mana. Shall Messiah and shall Shleish Meos Shleish shows up. Then the wife who has a ksuba of Messiah and the wife who has a ksuba of Shleish Meos, they split the other 150. So therefore they each take 3 dinrim of Zav. Each dinar of Zav is 25 dinrim of Kesef. So altogether each one takes 75 dinrim. How you some Shleish Meos? If the husband left over 3 manas at the time of his death. So now the first mana is meshubah to all of them. The second money is meshubit to the Baal Messiah and Baal Shloish Meos. And the third money is meshubit only to the Baal Shloish Meos. So money and the Telas Chamisha. The each who has a ksuva of a money takes 50 from that first money. Now even though again here she should only take a third of that first money, but we are talking about where the each who has a ksuva of Shloish Meos allows the Baal money and the Baal Messiah to split the first money among themselves. So therefore the Baal money takes 50. The Shal Messiah money. The Isha who has a ksuba of Messiah takes one mana, which is that she splits the first mana with the Isha who has a ksuba of a mana, and she splits the second mana with the Isha who has a ksuba of Shleishmeos. And the third mana she has no right to take, and the third mana is not meshubit to her. Bishel Shleishmeos, she shows up. The Isha who has a ksuba of three mana, she takes 6 dinarim of Zav, which altogether is one mana and a half. And she takes the third mana by herself. And the second money she splits with the Baal Messiah, so altogether she gets 150. Now this mission is only according to Rabbi Nachman. Rebbe argues, he holds, that all of the money that the Baal leaves over is meshubah to all of them, so therefore in any case, they would all split the ksuba equally, since the date on their ksubas are the same. B'chein shleisha she'itilu lakis, pichsu ohitiru kachin chokin. The same would be true, 3 people that put money in a common purse to be invested, If the money goes up in value or down in value, they split according to how much they put in. The one who puts in more will take more from the profits and losses, and the one who puts in less will take less from the profits and losses. Now, this is even according to Rebbe, who said that the three women split the ksubas equally. That's only over there where all the money is mishubit to all of them, but here they take according to how much they invested. Now, this is only if the actual coins go up in value or down in value. But if they bought merchandise with the money, and they bought and sold merchandise, then they split the profits equally.